Jonah is another person who had a time in his life of being extremely uncomfortable. I think Jonah was a real grouch. Nevertheless, God gave Jonah a job. Go preach to Nineveh. Now you may think this is a great thing, and it was, but it was also something which terrified Jews of the time. Nineveh was well known for its hatred and abuse of Jews, even torturing them just for entertainment. And I think Jonah wanted God to simply kill them all, without giving them any sort of hope. I mean, what if Nineveh repented and God saved that horrible nation of horrible people? So Jonah ran away from God. Yeah, right, like anyone can actually escape God. Jonah found a ship going far away. He was so uncomfortable with God's request and his personal circumstances that he left everything behind, got on a ship, and headed out to anywhere but where God was, or so he thought. Well, everything about Jonah's life got worse and even more uncomfortable. The more uncomfortable he became, the more uncomfortable things got. A storm of storms blew up. The ship and its crew were in danger of dying at sea, and I guess in an effort to escape God altogether, Jonah resigned himself to die. He told the sailors it was all his fault. In Jonah 1, verse 15, it says, "Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm." It seems Jonah figured dying was better than being as uncomfortable as he was. A sort of suicide, in a way. Only it was getting the sailors to do it for him. It was a permanent fix to a temporary problem. Then, when quite probably all Jonah had to do was stop his running and face God. When we are uncomfortable, so often, I think we attribute that discomfort to our doing something wrong, or God is pressuring us to repent, or something like that. On the other hand, it is entirely possible our discomfort has nothing to do with doing something wrong, and everything to do with simply being in the Lord's transition. Regardless, if you can't outrun the difficulty you're in, stop running. Turn and embrace it. We're going to live with it until we deal with it. And pretending an unfortunate situation isn't really there doesn't solve anything. Actually, if anything, that pretending thing we do only increases our discomfort. Is that, as a nation, what's going on with us? We need to stop. Stop what we're doing and face God. You know, I heard a man say once that God will get our attention one way or another. He'll work to get our attention in our spirit, and if that doesn't work, he'll work to get our attention in our minds. And if that doesn't work, he'll get our attention in our flesh, even to the shedding of blood. But one way or another, he will get our attention.